This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A very special 4th of July edition from Anthony Gallo on The Fan. The number to call is always 888-808-1019. And a special 4th of July Subway series that we'll be reacting to all night. I got you till midnight. And the number to call, like I said, 888-808-1019. And let's get into it. Yes, if you're a Met fan, you're leaving Citi Field, you're at the barbecue, chomping on some dogs, grilling some burgers, very happy. And if you're a Yankee fan, the skies, it's a beautiful day out, but the skies continue to be gray. And no, not for the jerseys and not for the pinstripes, but because the Yankees lose another heartbreaking one-run close game, which they had the lead in. Luke Weaver continues to be a disaster. Jason Dominguez, red hot, and at the end of a game, you know, swings at a pitch many of you are killing him on the internet for. But I'm here to tell you, and you know, if you listen to me, if you're not familiar with me, I am a glass half full kind of fan. And if you know me, I hate to do this, but if you're a Yankee fan, if you are the New York Yankees, if you're Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, a guy on that team, it is time to panic. Maybe not the players, but if you're a fan, it's time to panic. If you're a player, coach, front office, whatever, game day staff, it's time to worry about the squad they are rolling out there every day, about the problems that are glaring, and some of them may be unfixable. Some of them, Brian Cashman may have to be super aggressive and do some uncomfortable things to get better. But it is time to panic about this Yankees team. And I was wrong. Last time I spoke to you a week ago, I told you that I felt the Mets were a much dire situation, that the Yankees were maybe a bat, one arm, away from fixing all their problems. And it feels like every day something new arises. Whether it's Jazz telling you it's a second baseman, whether it's Luke Weaver yet again today not being able to get outs and giving up massive, you know, consequential hits, whether it's the guys in the field not being able to make the simple plays. And I'm not talking about Volpe on Alonso's hit. Fly balls, execute certain little things that when you're winning, you don't feel like are ever an issue. And when you're losing, it feels like nothing can be done right. Whether it's Boone overmanaging or undermanaging, whatever you want to call it, this team is in trouble right now. They sit third in the standings, and luckily the Rays lost today. They just lost a few minutes ago. Lost in the ninth inning to the Twins. But they cannot go out there every night and lose these heartbreaking games. You know, when the Mets were losing those games, it was embarrassing. They're getting blown out. But to an extent, you're like, all right, it doesn't matter if you lose by 3 or 10 runs. But when you're losing games with leads, when you're losing games close, when you cannot execute the simple things you need to execute, It is time to panic. The lineup is thin. Yes, Dominguez has been red hot. Bellinger has been very good. It looks like Judge is turning a corner. Everyone else is lifeless. Goldschmidt, lifeless. Jazz, inconsistent. Volpe, lifeless. The guys on the bench, lifeless. The catching position, which at the beginning of the year felt like a strength, is lifeless. You lose Clark Schmidt. And you know what? Marcus Stroman was pretty damn good today. A couple of bad pitches, but the guy went out there and battled. He probably could have kept going. But I understand he's just coming back. And then the bullpen cannot get outs. The bullpen is starting to implode every night. And as a Met fan, I've lived through it with the Mets the past month. And it feels like the one thing that I felt very reliable about, even with Luke Weaver's struggles, was that Yankee bullpen. And now it is another problem. So where do they go from here? When this game started, it starts red hot. Judge and Dominguez and Judge back to back. Stroman, you know, hiccup in the first inning, kind of settles in, has another, you know, slow third inning, fourth inning, whatever it was when Alonso drove in the run. But it was pretty good. And it felt like they were rolling. It felt like the Mets, again, were lifeless at the plate. And the Yankees go out. They make the pitching change. Ian Hamilton, even the two outs he got, he was hit hard. And he can't get the job done. And they turn to Tim Hill, who was awesome. He actually was great. His approach to Soto was awesome. And then Luke Weaver comes in for that one at-bat, or, you know, the one out, not one at-bat, and can't get the job done. He can't locate his pitches, and the one pitch he locates gets taken over the right field fence deep. And they've given life to a lifeless Mets lineup. And now they're not just losing to good teams like the Blue Jays. Now they continue to find ways to lose. And that is the scary part. Yes, the pressure's off the Mets for a little bit because they're on a 3-game win streak, and we will get to them later. But this Yankees team is in trouble. And you know what? Like I said, the last time I spoke to you, I wasn't fearing them missing the playoffs. And the expectation is not to just make the playoffs. It's to get to and win the World Series. To play deep October baseball. And now, if the Yankees continue to play this way, you have to start to question, do they have enough to survive a 162-game season and make the playoffs? And I feel crazy just saying that. Yes, they're 2 games up in the wild card, tied with the Rays. But that's 2 games. They're 13-18 since the start of June. In their last 21 games, they're 6-15. And they had the worst record of baseball in June last year. Yes, that is very true. They were a lot healthier. They had two of the best players in the sport. Now they only have the one best player in the sport, the number one guy, and we've shown that he cannot do it all. Their starting pitching, which a week and a half ago did not feel like it was thin, has now lost another guy and continues to falter. And even when they're able to battle back, like Wednesday in Toronto, which they lose that game, nothing is going right for this team. And it's on Brian Cashman. It's not on Boone. It's not, yes, the players obviously have to play better. But it is not on Boone to figure this out because he's working with the tools he has. He's playing the hand he's been dealt. Brian Cashman has to make a move. He has to be urgent. And the move can't be, let's call up Spencer Jones, who may not be ready. I hear Yankee fans calling into the station wanting Lombard called up. That cannot be the move. They have to get aggressive. They have to make a difficult decision with some of these young players, whether it's trading or sitting certain guys. They have to make uncomfortable decisions with veterans, longtime players like Stanton and DJ LeMahieu. Because at some point, guys have to earn their keep. At some point, people have to prove they deserve to be in the lineup every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can only do so much with the starting rotation because with the way the league is gone, where guys don't go deep and they're consistently hurt, you kind of only have a handful of guys you have to play. So every fifth day, you're going to trot them out there. In the bullpen, there's not much they could do now. And I said it early, and even in the offseason, I thought Devin Williams' trade was a big deal because relying on a Luke Weaver, a guy who was a career middle reliever, not a very good one either, to be your elite, high-leverage guy was a disaster waiting to happen. And now it has blown up in their face. In his last three outings, all in July, the first, the third, and the fourth, he's given up two runs in each of those outings for a total of 1 2/3 innings. So in an inning and 2/3, he's given up 6 earned runs. His last 15 outings, 12 innings pitched, he's got a 7.5 ERA with 10 earned runs given up. His last 5 innings, he's given up 8 earned runs. That's a disaster. And the rest of the bullpen is not much better now. And if Max Fried or Carlos Rodon are not pitching, it feels like this team has to rely on a shaky bullpen. And the guy in that bullpen that concerns me the least is Devin Williams. And that's the crazy part. I know he blew a save earlier this week in that game where they come back, but the rest of the bullpen's the problem. The back end of the rotation is a problem. Third, short, second is a problem. First base may become a problem, although you have to trust the veteran that is Paul Goldschmidt. DH could be a problem. Catcher is a problem. All of these things are piling up now on this Yankee team that I once thought was the best team in the American League. And now they're not even the best team in their own division. And the goal, like I said, my fears are I'm not going to outright tell you they're missing the playoffs, but my fears are starting to grow. The concern in me is starting to grow that this team may now not be good enough to be a lock for the playoffs. When the original goal for the season was to get back to the World Series, it wasn't just to make the playoffs. It wasn't just to be a wild card or a first weekend in the playoffs team. New York baseball this year, both teams had loftier expectations from that. And today, yes, it's not that it's a Subway Series game. Yes, it's important to us as New Yorkers, Mets and Yankees fans. It's fun. It is a rivalry. It is a natural rivalry. But it is not because of the opponent that they lost to today. It's how they lost. Whether it's to the Mets or the Blue Jays, whether it is the Angels, the Red Sox, whoever it is in the fashion that they are losing. Whether it's the Reds or the Orioles, it's how they're losing these games. On one end of town, before the Mets got on this small winning streak, they're getting blown out every game. You don't like to see that. And on the other end of town, in the Bronx, the Yankees are losing close games. They're blowing leads. They're shooting themselves in the foot. If you told me the season had started in June, I would have thought this is the worst team in the league. Obviously, that's a little crazy, but it's the way they look on the field. If it's not Judge or Max Fried or Carlos Rodon, as of late, Jason Dominguez, they don't really look like a major league team. They don't play like a major league team. Hopefully, in a month, we can all laugh and say how overreacting or how much of an overreaction this all was. But it is not good. They can't field the ball. They cannot execute the pitches they need to execute. They're overthinking it at the plate. I'm sorry, DJ LeMahieu's a vet. It doesn't matter how good of a player he is. He's a vet. I don't need to see Aaron Boone forcing him to take a pitch in the ninth inning. And it was the only good pitch he got to see. Obviously, Jeff McNeil makes an amazing play. But it's the only good pitch he got to see. And I also don't want to hear from Yankee fans crying because Judge is on deck when most of you always tell us he's not clutch. That Jason Dominguez, who's red hot, your hottest hitter right now, is being aggressive. Maybe if more of these guys were aggressive, things would come to them a little bit better. You know, taking a pitch in the first, second, third inning to work a count is different. In that situation, you got to let LeMahieu be comfortable to approach that at-bat the way he wants to. Yes, it's 3-1. He takes a fat pitch right down the middle. Sometimes you don't get a pitch to hit. So when you get one, you should swing at it. I don't care if he's a power hitter. I don't care if he's ancient. I don't care if he's 19. You're not working the count here. Reed Garrett's on fire at that point. They were so desperate to get the Judge. They all, and I'm not saying this is on the players or just on Boone. It's on both. They were so desperate to get the Judge that no one was getting up there to look for a hit. And of course, Dominguez does, and you guys are crushing him. It's time to panic. This is not the situation this team should be in. And it does not look like it's something that's changing overnight. They need a lot of help. And yes, some of you might call in 888-808-1019 and say, call up Spencer Jones or call up this prospect. They need much more than just lottery tickets. Brian Cashman has to show, I believe in Brian Cashman. I am not a hater of Brian Cashman. He needs to now reward the fans of the Yankees that believe in him and justify that belief by going out there and making the moves that need to be made to making this team a legit playoff team, a legit World Series contender. At some point, they have to wake up. You can't just wait for the Calvary's not coming. And if you lose, we don't have an update on Clark Schmidt, obviously with the weekend being the way it was. He's going to go. He supposedly underwent an MRI today. I was under the impression that it wouldn't be until the end of the week, similar to Nunez with the Mets because of the holiday weekend. Luis Gil's not coming back and fixing all your problems. Fernando Cruz isn't coming back and fixing your problems. The one guy who you would feel super confident about, you're not going to see him till next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.